Following a beautiful weekend and a pretty nice start to today, things are looking cloudier and it will turn damper across our area tonight into the first part of the day tomorrow. So a storm is going to work its way through, and that means we are going to have some rain around at times tonight into tomorrow morning. It's not going to be a steady rain, so there's going to be gaps in the rain, kind of an off and on type situation, but at times, some of that rain may be locally heavy, so that may lead to at least a few pockets of localized flooding, and there may even be a rumble or two of thunder going through tonight into the early part of the day tomorrow. The good news about tomorrow is that following kind of a gloomy and damp start, it will turn brighter and drier as the day moves along. So tomorrow will be a changeable day with some damp conditions in the morning. You may need that umbrella as you head off to work first thing. But then as the storm moves out, we'll see the humidity levels drop off. We'll see the sun come through. It is going to turn breezy for the afternoon. Gusts may reach up around 30 miles an hour, so it'll be kind of a refreshing breeze during the second half of the day tomorrow, and temperatures should warm up nicely into the 60s and low 70s across much of the region. So things are looking pretty good for tomorrow afternoon. It'll be nice tomorrow night. It'll be a little bit chilly late tomorrow night into Wednesday morning, and Wednesday looks like a really nice day with bright sunshine. It'll be a mild day, but the humidity will remain low. So we're able to cash in on another day with comfortable humidity, which those days will become fewer and fewer, especially now that we're heading into the middle part of June. Temperatures on Wednesday will be up into the 70s, so that's pretty much on target for this time of year. Just a reminder that you definitely do not want to forget about sunscreen, especially this time of year, though that's more of a year-round thing now, but the sun right now is approaching the solar maximum, which occurs on the first day of summer, so the burn times are rather short, especially this time of year. And as the weather turns by Thursday, it's back to damp weather once again. So we have some rain at times this week, but some nice dry times as well. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain. Rain may be heavy at times. A possible thunderstorm, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, an early shower, then afternoon clearing, breezy, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain. Rain may be heavy at times. A possible thunderstorm. Lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, an early shower, then clearing, breezy, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain. Rain may be heavy at times, a possible thunderstorm, muggy with lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, morning showers, then afternoon clearing, breezy, turning less humid, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, cloudy with periods of rain. Rain may be heavy at times, a possible thunderstorm, muggy, lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, a morning shower, then afternoon clearing, breezy and turning less humid, highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny, mild and dry with highs in the 70s, and periods of rain on Thursday with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.